Hey everyone, you're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. I'm Sarah Kornack and this is episode 55, Where Are Your People? So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hey, Brilliant Business Moms. I'm so glad you've decided to listen in today. I know you are very busy, so I really appreciate you taking the time to tune in. In episode 49, we talked about defining your target market. And your target market, one way to think about them is who are your people? So today we're taking that next step, one step further, and finding out where are your people? Where does your target market actually hang out? I think this is an often missed step in the whole target market process, so I wanted to touch on this, but it is a simplistic idea, but it needs reminding. So we're going to make this short and sweet, but I do think this isn't often addressed. It's great if you know who your target market is, but if you don't know where they are, I'm not sure how that's going to help you. If you don't know where your target market is, then you guys are going to be like two ships passing in the night. You have something that they want, whether they know it or not, but you can't find them to tell them about it, and they can't find you. So that's not a situation we want to be in. So that's why I think this next step, after we've defined our target market, taking the time to find out where they hang out is so important. So a few other reasons why I think this step is important is the more you know about your people, the more you can deliver what they want. In episode 54, Caroline Starr Rose talked about how she read young adult historical novels to really get an idea of what that group, her target market, the young adult readers, what they were reading, what they were enjoying, what interested them. She really dove into learning more about her target market. And that allowed her to create a book that would appeal to them. So she was really in tune to this step. She went where her target market was. She found out where were her people, what were they doing. If you know where they hang out, you can get to know them better. You can start talking about your thing. You know how when you are so excited and passionate about something, you just want to tell everybody about it? Well, if you love to talk about it or you're so excited about this and you hang out where your target market is, chances are they want to talk about it too. They really get excited about the same topic if they really are your target market. If you're hanging out where they are, you've got opportunities for discussion, to get to know them better, to talk about your thing, to contribute, to help, to maybe guest post where they're hanging out, all sorts of different ideas. So here are some ideas to get you started in finding out where are your people, where does your target market hang out. John Lee Dumas, now I'm not sure if he still does this, but at least early on, as soon as somebody signed up for his email list, now John Lee Dumas is Entrepreneur on Fire, he would send back an email. And one of the questions he would ask would be, how did you find me? This is a great question. If somebody found you through XYZ site, chances are there are other people at that site who might also want to find you. So getting involved more heavily where people are finding you and becoming more of a presence there just makes sense. What about trade magazines or industry journals? Is there a magazine that every knitter in the world reads? Be there. Get that magazine. Immerse yourself in that culture and in that information. What about conferences? Is your target market more of an influence conference person or a Comic-Con person? Be there. Go to that sort of a conference. If you can get yourself kind of everywhere, people are going to start to pay attention. Maybe they read one guest posting by you over here, but they didn't bother to click over to your site. But maybe they see your name pop up over here. And then they meet you at a conference. And then they hear you being interviewed on a podcast. Eventually, if you can be kind of where your people are, the more times they hear your name, the more times somebody else mentions you, the more likely they're going to say, I've got to check this out. What's going on over here? And then don't undervalue real life contacts. Does your target audience hang out at the gym? Maybe you should hang out at the gym. Does your target audience go to every MOPS meeting? Well, maybe you should be at your MOPS meeting too to get to know more people in your target audience and develop those actual in-person relationships as well as the online relationships. Which social networks do they use the most? If you are a photographer and your target market is other photographers, maybe Instagram is where your people are hanging out. Are you a recipe person? I'm guessing Pinterest is where they hang out. Do your people prefer Twitter or Facebook? Try and determine the favorite social media places where your people are hanging out. Just ask a couple of them. Where are you on more, Pinterest or Facebook? And then, since time is limited, I would recommend you focus the majority of your social media efforts on the outlet where your people are. And then the last tip to finding out where your people are comes from the blog brittanysbest.com. And she wrote an article called The Foolproof Formula of Successful Sellers. And I will have the link to this article in the show notes, so I would definitely encourage you to check it out. But once again, it's from Brittany's Best, and if you search for that, you'll find her. So in her article, she mentioned a Facebook tool that can help you find out where your people are hanging out online. So in the top search bar, if you just type something as simple as pages liked by people who like your business. So we would type in the Facebook search, pages liked by people who like Brilliant Business Moms. And then the results that come up are the overlap, people who like Brilliant Business Moms and like these other Facebook sites as well. And it seems to be that they're ranked in order of popularity, of most overlap. Although I did not see a place where you could figure out exactly how many of your fans like XYZ page. I couldn't figure that part out, but it's ranked in order. So our actual top overlap was Amy Porterfield. A large portion of people who like the Brilliant Business Moms Facebook page like Amy Porterfield's Facebook page. So you know what I need to do? I need to be going over to the Amy Porterfield page a little bit more, participating more, getting to know her style, her audience, contributing where I can. That's what I need to be doing. And so I thought that was really helpful. Because if your people like that page, more of your people are probably hanging out over there as well. So I thought this was a great way to see patterns, to see the types of places where your people are hanging out, what they're interested in, and using that information to be where they are. Participate where your people are. They're not going to find you if you're not where they are. It's your job to go to them. They don't know yet that they want what you have. So you've got to go out. You've got to be where they are in order for them to find you. And make sure that you do this in a, you guys all know this. I probably don't even have to say this, but do this in a helpful way. Don't just go trolling around, leaving your links everywhere just to be a pain in the butt and spammy. Truly be engaging and helpful on these pages. Truly try and participate, not just steal people away and things like that. So I hope these ideas got you started thinking about where are your people. It just makes sense. If you go where your people are, your people will find you and you will find them and everyone will be happy. So for the show notes and the link to that article, head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/55 and I'll have all the links and the show notes there. I hope you have a wonderful day. I know you have a lot on your plate. You're probably listening to a podcast while folding laundry, and when the kids go down for a nap, you'll be frantically working on your business. I just love that bond that we have with each other. My kids are downstairs trying to play quietly while I'm recording this episode, and we're mixing business with motherhood, and I love that. So drop us a line, head on over to our Facebook page and give us a like, and we would love to get to know you more. If you're listening, to this episode, you're probably my people and I want to get to know you better. So send us an email, leave a comment. We would love to get to know you more. That's all for now. Hope you have a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.